Please read the next item.
Okay. The next four have requested to come up together. Okay. 163, request of Mimi Gurman to address council regarding city ignores grassroots org's proven ability to help houseless with villages. 164, request of Ree Campbell to address council regarding city ignores grassroots org's proven ability to help houseless with villages. 165, request of Steve Kimes to address council regarding city ignores grassroots org's proven ability to help houseless with villages. And 166, request of Lisa M. Lake to address council regarding city ignores grassroots org's proven ability to help houseless with villages.
Welcome. Anyone can begin. Please state your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Mimi Gurman, and a couple months ago I was here to talk with everybody about the need for a village for our folks in St. John's, our houseless people. And I sent a proposal in for what that would look like, and Commissioner Hardesty was wonderful in staying in contact with me, reading all about it. And even though it was requested by the mayor, there was not one response to that information that I sent in, not one. And Commissioner Hardesty, thank you very much for your responses on that, and I really appreciate being heard. What I would like to say is that there will be a village in St. John's that is put up by us, the people, because the city will not have anything to do with it, which is very unfortunate. It's not unfortunate to us. We know what we're doing. We know how to take care of people. We do it every day. We do it every night. We've been not sleeping over the last few weeks because we've been busy getting people to shelters, making sure people have blankets, making sure the people who don't want to go to shelters for their reasons are okay, that we have no deaths as much as we can possibly help that to happen. And a village will be erected. I don't know when, but when it's erected, I expect no pushback from the city. We have come to you. I have come to you repeatedly for the last 2.5 years telling you what we need in St. John's. We are the desert in St. John's. There are no services. I speak to the people who live outside. I know just about everybody who is in St. John's, including the new people who have arrived on our streets. I speak with them every day. No one comes to them to check in. No one comes to them to ask them if they are on lists for housing. No one comes to them to find out if they are being fed. There is nowhere to be fed. This morning, I was waiting for the bus in St. John's to come here. A man named Robert came to me. There was a piece of cold pizza on the ground. I said, "Robert, here is some money. Please go get yourself some breakfast. Would you mind telling me where you're staying, because I would like to know so I can come give you what you need. What do you need?" He told me, "Gloves, hand warmers, blankets, sleeping bags. We're outside." I said, "Did you want to go to the shelter? I'm sorry to talk so fast, but my 3 minutes is almost up." He said, "I've been to the shelter, but they throw people out of the shelter." And he said, "Last night, they threw out a woman with her dog." I said, "Francesca?" He said, "Yes, they have thrown out Francesca numerous times. Her dog weighs 1 pound. Francesca weighs about 2 pounds. She's a very, very small woman. This is what Do Good Multnomah does in St. John's to our people, people I care about. In St. John's. Those doors locked during this weather emergency last night at 10 p.m. I'm pretty sure that's illegal during a weather crisis in shelters. So when that village goes up, I'm giving you my transparent notice that that's going to happen.
Thank you. Will you please state your name for the record?
Good morning. I haven't seen y'all in forever.
My name's Ree Campbell. I'm the co-executive director of Boots on the Ground PDX. Boy, howdy. It's been too long. I got so many things. I'm going to try to do this really quick. First of all, I really want to talk quickly about the one point of contact office. We were in contact with Hell's administration when that went up, and it was missing its counterpart because Josh Alpert left. It doesn't have the social workers that are meant to go into these camps that are being posted to be swept to help mitigate damages and get people where they need to be and to make reparations with the neighborhood. That's why they give a week's notice. There was supposed to be social workers to come in and help. we're not paid, that there's literally no way to do this. Unfortunately, one point of contact has run amok. I'm not going to name any names, but our people are being harmed. And for some reason, the one point of contact office is helping a city contractor gain new contracts. Something smells in Denmark, folks. Putting that in your ear. Next point of business. What Mimi's talking about, I have been told by Jost themselves the reason they don't want to even take a look at our camp model is because it's too much work. They literally want to write checks and be done with it. They are writing checks to orgs that are consistently 40 to 60% under their yearly stated goals. This is a problem for me. We went through the county's RFPQ. We missed their criteria by 6 points. We were told that there would be remediation process after the thing was over. Never happened. We were never re-engaged. I gave 75 hours last week. I am sorry that I'm crying. I'm exhausted. We're doing outreach during the day, and we're doing shelter shifts at night. This leads into the affordable housing. Sorry, I told you we're everywhere right now. Of course I voted yes on the affordable housing bond, but here's the problem. Affordable housing are not low to moderate income units. In the last year, we've built well over 5,000 affordable units. We have built 500 low to moderate income units. In that same amount of time, 2,000 more people have come out on the streets. How did Homer Williams get $1.5 million of housing money? He didn't go through the RFPQ. Meanwhile, Rich Rogers, 80 units of permanent supportive housing was scrapped for want of $1 million. I understand the money came from TPI, but Homer is a millionaire. Why is he getting money, public funds? I'm sorry he saw somebody get shot in front of his building, but he's a millionaire. He doesn't get to use public funds for his own personal therapy. I have to vote no on the next affordable bond measure if we can't get a check on how these funds are being spent. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Steve Kimes.
Yes, I was speaking on behalf.
I am Steve Kimes. Good morning. I am
Special
here.
Your real name, please. It's fine that you're substituting.
Thank you. Go ahead and say your name. I'm Kate Krieger. I'm the crisis arm of Boots on the Ground. I'm a facsimile of Steve. I'm here to speak about the challenges in working these shelter shifts. Last night, we reached capacity very early on in the evening. When consulting with 211, this is from Central Nazarene Church, we were told that we were disallowed cab services to ferry people to open beds because we are not a recognized shelter of Clackamas County. This is supposed to be one big team. We are supposed to be working together for the good of our city, and being disallowed by county lines while people are dying on the street is unacceptable.
NAS is in Multnomah County, to be clear.
Sorry. This creates challenges in being able to build a rapport with our guests and allowing them to know that we will step up for them whenever we have the opportunity, when our hands are tied by, as little as I was told, a supervisor approval last night is all that it would have taken to get me cab rides, to get people with amputations, with diabetes, with already frostbite on their bodies off the streets and into a bed for the evening. That's all I have to say today.
Would you mind sharing where the shelter is?
Or? Nazarene is on 94th and Southeast Powell, just before the freeway junction.
Thank you. Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Hi. Lisa Lake, CEO of Advocacy 5, a outreach program for the houseless. I'm going to play off of Kate's. You know, last night I'm coming off of 5 hours of outreach on the streets last night, going into a 9-hour shift at the shelter because we don't have enough volunteers and people aren't getting paid for the work they should get paid for. We're all qualified, we're all certified in all kinds of crisis management, and I'm sorry, I'm breathing heavy because I had to stop at 7-Eleven where a guy was without shoes outside in the sidewalk, so I had to run around trying to find him shoes. So let me catch my breath. Between Advocacy 5, Boots on the Ground, what Mimi German has in North Portland, free hot soup. We pour out so much time and bodies and food and thousands of pounds of clothing that we get from the public, funds that we get from the public. And we have now just started a peer-to-peer loan system that is helping people stay housed instead of falling onto the streets. It's just, it's a lot for us. We do it all with our heart, but we do it with no funding, and we don't get paid for the work we do. I think that what we're all here for is a little recognition of the amount of time and effort we put in. And maybe somehow we can, like Ree said or Kate said, one big team, start to cooperate and see some of those funds that go into other houseless organizations that really there's no accountability for their funding from what I can see, or very little accountability. I would love to see those records, you know, blatantly opened up to the public and let all of our orgs let their records stand for themselves.
We're exhausted. We need the city's help. We've been closed out of the process, and we're exhausted.
And any one of us is 6 bad weeks away from the situation that everybody else is in. We owe them a debt.
We helped build the winter response grid, and we've been closed out of that and out of any kind of help from JOS. We can't do this. The funded orgs, they take care of inner southeast and inner northeast and downtown, and the rest of the 140 square miles is on us. It's not sustainable. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cry. I don't know what else to do at this point. Somebody came into office thinking that they could cure homelessness in a year, and they closed us out of the process. And after they discovered what we're up against, we are still closed out of the process, but we're in the trench digging the ditches.
We applied for the RFPQ.
We were advised to, with the impression that we would have a chance of getting somewhere.
Exactly. So the score is 72 point something. We scored 69.8.
Commissioner Fritz?
Well, first of all, thank you very, very much on behalf of the whole city for all the work and the volunteering that you do. It's really splendid, and I appreciate that. So I have two questions. First of all, I know that there are a lot of other good-hearted Portlanders who would like to help. How would they get in touch with you? Is there an is there a central point where all of the volunteer shelter services are listed so that people can know to go?
Yes, all the shelters have sign-up.
And where, if somebody's watching this broadcast and wants to volunteer a shift or give you money or whatever, how would they do that?
They can. Does the city state what shelters are open? The county?
No, we have.
Go to Boots on the Ground PDX on Facebook.
Can you speak into the microphone? Then the captioners get it.
You can go to Boots on the Ground PDX on Facebook for volunteering and supplies and for funds and donations of that nature. You can go to Advocacy 5 on Facebook. That's the financial arm of One Big Team.
Yeah, thank
you. I also would like to say that some of our team members were told that if they listed Free Hots or listed Advocacy 5 as their 501c3 on the RFPQ, that they would not be allowed county stores.
Okay, thank you. So that's something maybe for us to think about, is to have a central website where all of the volunteer services could be listed. Because I go to a group called The Gathering in St. John's every quarter, and I know that there's a lot of other churches and other folks who are doing these kinds of outreach efforts, and so it would be nice if we could help coordinate that. Second question is, have you talked to the county about this? Because as you know, the city contracts with the county to provide services for people who are houseless.
I've talked to Deborah Cafori.
Yes,
twice, and I went with Lisa to speak with her office about what's going on, as well as what's going on with St. John specifically, with Do Good Multnomah, constantly throwing people out of the shelter and locking people out of the shelter, especially during emergencies.
Okay. I know that the county board has citizen communications, community communications like we do, and I would suggest that bringing it to the entire board's attention would be the way to go, because, as I say, we contract with A Home for Everyone. We're not in charge of that process.
There's a person absent today that is actively blocking any involvement by the grassroots orgs. We never mince words, and we have offended someone irrevocably that cannot get over it, and we are being actively...
Well, as I say, there are community communications opportunities at the county as well, and I would encourage you, you've got a lot of support here and a lot of gratitude for the work that you're doing, and we all need to recognize that we decided that they were going to do the coordination, so it's there that you need to put your advocacy efforts.
May I say something before we leave?
Briefly,
is
sure.
Yeah. I would like to say that if the city is going to come up with a main point of focus, that we, any one of us, are consulted first with who would be in charge of that. Because right now the problem is who is in charge of many of these main points of contact for not giving us what we need. So if we have that the same way, set up the same way in the city, we're just having another problem. And by the way, I need 200 blankets for people in St. John's. Is there a way for me to get those?
Well, that's my point. The city doesn't do that. The county does that. And so that's where you need to be making your requests.
I thought you were saying that you also wanted to do that.
Misunderstood. No, I want to be really clear that we decided that having some services by the city, some by the county, was not wise use of taxpayers' dollars. And if we streamlined it and the city puts in over $30 million to the Joint Office for Homeless Services, then
I guess our main concern is that another table has been created that we were not invited to.
We understand that you don't have any direct power. We are here for your support. We need political will for us to be at the table, and there is no political will. If we could get your support, that would be awesome.
I'm going to have to wrap this up. Yes, we really need to move on. But thank you all for coming today. I want to acknowledge and thank you for the work that you're doing. I understand your frustrations. I've jotted down some follow-up questions for each of you, but we can't do that right now. Thank you. Carla, have any items been pulled from the consent?